all, this is Jorn Viggo Lofstad from Northward and Pagan's Mind, and you are listening to Sonic Perspective.
You love me, you hate me, would you please decide? We fake hatred through the things we didn't say. I guess honesty sometimes really breaks things up.
And welcome to another exciting interview here at Sonic Perspectives. My name is Austin Coquel, contributing author and interviewer with the Sonic Perspectives team. And as we head into the last few months of 2018, we have a ton of great releases coming up. Very notably among those is the self-titled debut album from the band Northward, comprised of the duo of Flor Jansson from Nightwish and Jorn Viggo Lofstad from Pagan's Mind. It's a timeless yet modern hard rock sound with enough surprises to keep any listener on their toes. And today I'm thrilled to be speaking with none other than Jorn Viggo himself. Welcome, my friend. Thanks for taking the time out to talk with us today.
Hi, Austin. Thank you very much for having me.
Happy to have you. So the debut album, Northward, is coming out on the 19th of October here in the States. That's right around the corner. So how exciting is it for these songs to finally see the light of day?
It's very nice to finally release the album, since it's kind of it's been a long journey. 10 years since we wrote the songs, and kind of been having a long break, but finishing everything up early in 2018, getting a record deal and all that, and now it's finally getting to release the album. Yeah.
So as you mentioned, it's been 10 years, and a lot of this material was initially written back in like the late 2000s, 2007, 2008. It's just coming out now. Can you talk a little bit about how Northward came together?
Yeah, all the music actually was written back in 2008, and the thing that was that I was playing with my band Pagan's Mind, and Flor was playing with her band After Forever at that time, and we were both playing at the Prog Power Festival in Atlanta. And with our bands, and at this festival, it also was a kind of all-star jam where Pagan's Mind were the house band, and we had in addition to having our headline set there, we had rehearsed tons of cover songs for, and it was a bunch of singers, guitar players, keyboard players, and everything coming up, joining us and doing different kind of cover songs, and Flor Jansson was one of those singers coming up, and we just really had a good time on stage, you know, playing those songs and a good vibe, and this being the first time I met her, we kind of hung out a little bit afterwards, and decided to keep in touch, and we did, and a few months later kind of came to the point where we concluded on that we would wanted to try to write some music together. So I remember traveling from Norway down to Holland to kind of, you know, see if there was any songwriting chemistry between us. It's one thing to, hey, let's do an album, and you have to try and see if the chemistry is right,
of course,
and all that, and you know, it was it worked. It was very productive from the first moment when we started, and so then we kind of decided to let's do this, and then the coming 6 months Flor traveled a lot to Norway, to where I live, and we had this kind of long weekend sessions where we were just really having a good time, laid back feeling, listening to tons of cool music together, mm-hmm. kind of getting influences and sitting with a, you know, with the guitar and jamming a bit, coming up with ideas and melodies and everything like that, and we recorded demos and stuff at the same time, and that was kind of how we did it. So it's 6-7 of these long weekend sessions, and we had all the material that you hear on the album that came out now.
Mm-hmm. So what caused there to be such a long delay in the project finally, you know, seeing the light of day?
After Forever, Flor's band started to struggle at that time. Mm-hmm. She was really trying to keep everything together, but that did not happen. she was kind of she wanted to fix everything there, but she wasn't able to. And when that band kind of broke down and announced the exit, she wanted to have focus on releasing music that was more similar to After Forever, mm-hmm. to kind of, you know, people that had heard her earlier and stuff like that, kind of being more familiar with the music that came out. And therefore she kind of decided to form Revamp, and that was the band she played in before she joined Nightwish. And then so therefore it was put on hold, and then she joined Nightwish, and of course being very busy, mm-hmm. but I would say that she called me back in 2016, and then they were playing in Norway, and she asked me if I wanted to come down and catch up, and I did. And then she knew that she was going to have 2017 completely off. So it's kind of two things that were going to happen that year. She was, I think this was early in her pregnancy, and so she knew that she was going to have a baby, and also she had kind of time to finish this project, and she wondered if I wanted to, if I had time and still wanted to do it. And it was a good time for me as well. So this was kind of late summer 2016, and then we catch up again in late February or something with in 2017. Then I traveled down to her place, and we kind of just listened through all the songs again. You know, will this still feel good 10 years after? Mm-hmm. You know, do we need to change a lot of stuff? Do we need to rewrite some of the stuff? And we were just listening through everything from A to C, and it felt really good. It was weird. It was just like, let's just continue where we left off. I mean, back in 2008, the beginning of 2009, we already recorded the drums back then. Wow. And I started to do some guitars, but then we stopped, and so we kind of just continued at exact same point as we left off.
Well, I think one thing that works in your favor is between 2007, 8 or so, and now, there hasn't, you know, rock music from back then versus now, there hasn't been a huge stylistic paradigm shift or anything. It's not like you're comparing Poison to Nirvana era or something, you know, where all of a sudden over 5 years, absolutely. You know, everything changed, you know?
Yeah, I think we're living in a very different era now. It's kind of, it's allowed to do everything now.
Yeah,
in a way.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about that. I mean, good music is good music, and it's good stuff and bad stuff in all genres. But I mean, I'm happy that kind of people, no matter what the genre is, if you are able to write really good music, that people are listening to it. So it's not just a hype.
We live in an era where there's Skrillex and Greta Van Fleet side by side, you know, and it's like, it's all good. And speaking of which, I mean, the style of the music from Northward might come as a bit of a surprise to some listeners. While it's in the same neighborhood as Pagan's Mind, Nightwish, Revamp, and, you know, all of your various projects, it definitely lives on a different street in that neighborhood. So what do you think about the different stylistic approach to this music as opposed to your day job or Floor's day job bands?
I would say that this is very different. I would say that this has its base in more hard rock, I mean, you have Pagan's Mind. It is a progressive band, heavy layers of keyboards, stuff like that. You have Nightwish, lot of big choirs, lot of orchestral influences, big epic kind of sound. This is guitar, bass and drums and vocals, mm-hmm. stripped down in your face. That is the basic of Northward, and we wanted to do something different than the bands that we normally played in, and so it was not kind of attempt to have like a cross of After Forever and Pagan's
Mind.
You know, so we wanted to do something different. And for me, I grew up with all these, you know, classic or hard rock bands and stuff like that. And for me, this is a very natural kind of way to play and write music and all of that. So actually more natural than playing progressive music. For us, and Floor also wanted to do something different, so for us it was just the chemistry between us was that it was very natural to write you know, more rock orientated music. And and I guess you can't say that it's 100% pure rock album, but mm-hmm. I think that the core of the album is rock, hard rock kind of thing, and then you have a couple of songs where are, you know, a bit longer and have some elements of other stuff. And of course there are a lot of different, you know, tasteful music elements in the different songs. I think that the kind of the core of Northward is you know, in your face rock music.
Yeah, it's not just a string of mid-tempo rockers from start to finish. There are some curveballs in there. Even songs like Paragon, which I'll touch on a little bit more later, it starts as one animal, and then it kind of shape-shifts into another over the course of it. And you know, certain things just are – you've got some lighter moments, and it's just a good mix of everything. And I think the whole album, it's a great approach to music in general. I mean, it's – you know, it's firmly rooted in rock and roll, but it's well-crafted, and there are good hooks, good melodies, tons of vocal layering from Floor. And I also think, you know, with the resurgence of vinyl and things kind of borrowing from the past a little bit, it feels inspired by the classics, but it doesn't really live in the past. You know, it still has its own identity.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think so, too. I mean, for me, it's... me and Floor, it's only 5 years in between us, but from the music and the areas kind of we are inspired from, I'm like loving bands from the 70s and the early 80s when it comes to hard rock and I mean, for me it's like Van Halen, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, I love the Beatles, I can name a thousand other bands, you know, Dio, kind of, you know, those kind of classic hard rock bands. But I also kind of, I love like the Foo Fighters and stuff. I think they're a great band. At the time we wrote the album, I also listened to Alter Bridge and those kind of bands as well. But and Floor, she has maybe... a lot of the influence maybe from the more 90s hard rock bands, and when she thinks about classic hard rock and stuff like that, she goes, you know, with Skunk and Anansie and those kind of things that she's really into. And she also kind of mentioned because it's a band called Hailstorm or something that she loves, but I actually never heard them until recently now. So you know, it's kind of you know, a good mix between that. But we were actually just not thinking that it has to be this or this. The songs you hear was just a natural result of us, you know, having a good time, just deciding to write the best music we could together. That's it.
The sound that came out naturally it wasn't a forced collection of inspirations or anything. It just happened, and it ended up sounding how it sounded. So let's talk a bit about that, the songwriting dynamic between you and Floor. Do you mainly compose the music and she writes the lyrics and vocal melodies, or are the lines between the two of you a little more blurred than that?
I guess they are. She writes the lyrics, that's it. That's kind of the only thing that she did totally by herself, but for me it was kind of I'm very into the musical kind of approach of it, so when, you know, doing melodies and all that stuff, I'm very kind of have opinions about which words you use to make them sound good, and you have a good rhythm and get the right hooks, and that's the kind of stuff. So those things we kind of worked on a little bit together, but she wrote all the lyrics. But I would say that it's a good kind of 50-50 collaboration. Mm-hmm. Of this, because of course when I'm a guitar player, it's natural for me to come up with the riffs and a lot of the musical stuff, and yeah. and that, but it kind of happens in the we are sitting together, like, okay, let's do this, and she starts to hum on something, and we decide or try a different melody or whatever, you know. So it's kind of it is a constant, you throw things back and forward all the time sitting together like this, very singer-songwriter kind of approach on it, and that was mainly what we were doing all the time. It's no songs that were completely kind of written that, you know, I did this song, try this melody or something. It wasn't mm-hmm. like that. It was just a few parts maybe that we kind of figured out in between the sessions, but mainly we were sitting together and doing all of this stuff. So it's a kind of joint forces writing process.
Yeah, would you say that Northward is sort of an outlet that lets you show a different side of yourself maybe to your fans than what they've seen with your work with Pagan's Mind or from the past with Jorn Landa or anything like that?
Yeah, I think so. But I mean, this was kind of for the people that remember the material that I did with Jorn Landa and stuff, because that's maybe in one way a little more similar with this. But that is more kind of neon classic hard rock kind of Dio, Black Sabbath, White Snake approach. This mm-hmm. is more this is different. It's a little bit of the same, but it's different anyway. Yeah. And I would say that the people who have been following what I've done earlier definitely will hear that it's me playing and that kind of signature, but there are, it sounds fresh and different, and that's kind of the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah. So as I mentioned a minute ago, Paragon, I would have to say, is probably my favorite song from the album, and since this interview will be out before the album comes out, there are no videos out or anything, so I'm really excited for your fans to hear that one. But to me, it's a great lesson in sweet and sour songwriting. It's got the beautiful, somber moments, but then it has this crushing chorus, and then you have this insane guitar solo going into a huge vocal moment from Floor. What can you tell us about that one?
Paragon. Also one of my favorites, and also one of Floor's favorites. Super happy with the result of that song. As you say, this is maybe one of those songs that kind of, you have this kind of 7-beat verse that is super melodic, but a little progressive kind of approach on just on the verse, and you have this bridge that are just acoustic guitars and down, and you get into this super powerful chorus. When I listen to the chorus, if someone wants me to explain, it's kind of like the heavy metal chorus that Alanis Morissette never did in a way. It kind of that kind of approach when she was thinking about the classic album Jagged Little Pill, wasn't it called that?
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah. And it kind of, Floor has a little bit of that approach, but this has is so powerful in a way, and I think that lot of really nice musical elements, you have that kind of in the bridge before the solo and stuff, you have those kind of David Gilmour guitar playing kind of hooks, and this beautiful choir from Floor and goes into this powerful solo, and then the last chorus hits in, and it's just, yeah, super powerful, one of the most energetic things that I've ever been a part of creating, and I'm just super happy with it, and I don't know what kind of style you can call that song. It's just definitely a lot of energy, definitely kind of rocky, but that one has a lot of, you know, nice musical elements, and I think definitely for, you know, the fans that have enjoyed Pagan Swine or Nightwish for that matter, maybe, you know, listening to this song will, you know, it will be a lot of people's favorite song, I think.
Yeah, it strikes me as sort of like a short form epic, if you will.
Yeah.
So what about the final song on the album, the title track, Northward? It's noteworthy because it's the longest song on the album and probably the most exploratory. And, of course, any band only gets one shot at writing their band's namesake song, their Iron Maiden or their Black Sabbath. So what do you think about Northward?
Compared to the two you mentioned now, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, no pressure, but, right?
No, but... The thing is that the song Northward was not called that in the beginning. Mm-hmm. That was the only song that we changed the lyrics on.
Huh.
Afterwards, a little bit of the history there is that kind of we had a different band name back in 2008. We were not equally both happy with that name. And when we started up again, we knew that, okay, we need a new name. And we talked about kind of it would be cool to have something that explained that we are now both from the north.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've lived in Norway and are a Norseman and have been all my life. And she has had a journey towards the north, first starting to write music with me, then joining a Nordic band,
yeah.
Nightwish. Then getting married to Hannes Vandal, the drummer of Sabaton, and they now live in Sweden.
Yeah.
And so we just talked about that, and I remember I said something about, you know, Jon Norum and the Swedish drummer that played for Motorhead, Mickey D.
Oh yeah,
they had a band called Nordic Beast, and I would say, oh, that's a cool band name and stuff like that, and we just threw ideas and after some weeks Floor said that what about Northward, and it was like I really like that, and it's really strange creating a band name that is excuse my French, but kind of fucked up process, because everything sounds so weird until it's not weird anymore.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, but that one kind of stuck right away, and that's not a bad idea, and let's just go for that. And then she wrote this lyric for that song Northward that you kind of asked for, and I think listening to that song is probably also a personal touch in the lyric writing there for her, but it's also about the journey to the north, and then it fitted to call it Northward. But I would not say that compared it to Black Sabbath or the Iron Maiden song, that it's style-wise, it's pretty different.
Well, and it's tough because, you know, it's good band names are sort of like good riffs. You feel like everything good has already been done and already been taken, and it's sort of it's always a challenge coming up with new ones, you know, 50, 60 years on into rock music, you know, but it's when you find a good one, you know it.
Yes.
So you mentioned all the drums and a lot of the other instruments were recorded back in the day as well. So this question might be a little dated as well, but how did you guys choose the rest of the band to play with? You had Morty of TNT and a couple of your Pagan's Mind band members. How did that all come about?
Well, this was also all decided back in the day. I was working with Morty on the Duke album with Jorn Lande, so I get to know him from that recording, and just, you know, super nice guy and a fantastic bass player, and I'm starting this project that he was the first one I thought of that it would be really cool to do something with him again, and I remember he listened a little bit to demos and stuff, and he was into this. So after 10 years, I kind of starting up again, it was natural for me to kind of ask him again if he was still interested, and luckily he was. And he did a fantastic job on the album. And you have Stian Kristoffersen, the drummer of Pagan's Mind, playing four of the songs. And of course, him I know very well, and we kind of click very well musically together, you know. And as always, he's super tight and plays, you know, very cool. And but then on sixth on the other songs, that kind of, some of the other songs also kind of needed a little bit of different feel, and that's why I asked the drummer Jongo Nilsson. He is also from Ski in the same city as me and Stian.
Cool.
Are from, and he's kind of a session drummer who's done a lot of albums with very known Norwegian different artists and stuff like that, but super groovy and very powerful player, and super happy to get him to play on the album as well. And last, I guess that is kind of the core of the people playing is kind of Stian and Jongo and Morty and me. But you have Ronnie, the keyboard player on Pagan's Mind. He plays piano and stuff on one song.
Mm-hmm.
It's only one song on this album that has keyboard, and Ronnie did that. And then you have the duet with Irene and Four.
Yeah, which is one of those great special moments. It's especially if you're an Arion fan or Star One fan, you know, it's always nice to see the Janssen sisters come together, and it's really cool to see it on a totally new song. So kudos to you guys for making that happen.
Yeah, cool. That I see that we have like 3 minutes left here now, but I just want to make a short note there, because back in the day, that song was written to be a duet, but Floor asked Miles Kennedy back in the day to do it, and he wanted to do it, and it was set up to do that, and then kind of the project stopped, and after all these years, kind of we didn't know if he still wanted to do it or had time or whatever, and we didn't have that much time, but anyway, you know, Floor was like, it's been a really bucket list thing for me to kind of have to do an album and have a duet with Irene, and I really wanted to do that, and I hope you're okay with that, and I was like, that's super cool. I mean, all the things that I heard Irene did was, you know, super good, and it turned out great, and it's
it's not what I expected it was going to be either.
Absolutely not what you expected. It's pretty badass chorus, I would say.
Big time. So, since we're getting short on time, just a couple of quick wrap-up questions. Number one, can we expect any tour dates from Northward anytime, or is that going to be difficult with your schedules?
Unfortunately, not now at the moment. We have not planned anything.
Yeah.
But if we want to write a new album, and we might do that, that's kind of natural to have some gigs afterwards, but I don't see that happening the next year or a year and a half. But I would not say that it will not happen, but if it will happen, it will be a couple of years until you see us performing live.
And that was my follow-up question, if there are any thoughts about a sophomore album, and it sounds like that's a possibility, but we just have to see how this plays out.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Because I think you guys have a very special brew here, and I think it'd be very cool to see more of it.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Is there anything about Northward we didn't touch on that you'd like to talk about before we say goodbye?
No, I think we kind of went through the most important stuff. And thank you so much for having me. And I'm super happy that you wanted to talk to me and help us promote this album. So,
I'm happy to. Like I said, I've watched the videos. I enjoyed seeing your Les Paul in action. Looking forward to maybe hearing some more from your EVH, you know, Wolfgang guitar and everything. And very cool. I could pick your brain about all your gear, but we'll wrap it up today. So, Jorn Vigo, thanks so much. Best of luck with all things Northward in the coming months. I'm personally really looking forward to seeing the album be put into the hands and the ears of your fans now that I've had some time with it. And once again, the debut self-titled album from Northward is out on the 19th of October from Nuclear Blast. So once again, Jorn Vigo, thanks for taking the time to chat with me here at Sonic Perspectives.
Thank you very much, Austin. Hope to talk to you later.
Definitely. All right, there you have it, guys. Thanks so much for listening to this interview about the new Northward album with Jorn Vigo Lofstadt. Once again, this is Austin Coquel from Sonic Perspectives, and I'll leave you guys now with Get What You Give from Northward. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and podcast for more interviews, reviews, and weekly episodes of Talking Perspectives. All of those links are on this page. Thanks again for listening. We appreciate you guys more than you know. I'll talk to you in our next interview here at Sonic Perspectives. Thanks.